Welcome to the Cashflow and Manifestation Project podcast. My name is Katie Smith, and I am a manifestation and mindset coach. I'm a mom who successfully took one of those little side hustles and built it into a six-figure business with the tools of manifestation and some spiritual woo. Every week, I'll share uplifting conversations, interviews, and talks centered on unlocking your inner magic, pushing past limits, and creating a reality even wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you've come to the right place. I'm obsessed with helping women transform to their next level of freedom and wealth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Are you ready to align with the frequency of abundance? It's time to discover your specific blueprint with my Reveal Your Hidden Money Mindset quiz. In just minutes, tap into the energetics of your financial aura and uncover the vibrational blocks to your wealth. Whether you're manifesting prosperity, cultivating abundance, or seeking to balance your financial chakras, understanding your unique money vibration is the first step towards attuning to your financial freedom. Shed light on the energetic barriers that have been shadowing your wealth this entire time. Head over to the link in the show notes to take the quiz today and embark on your journey to energetic financial clarity. Elevate your money frequency, clear those energetic blocks, and harmonize with the wealth you deserve. It's more than just wealth. It's your energetic blueprint for abundance. Knowledge is power, so let's transform your financial energy today. Welcome back to another episode of the Cashflow and Manifestation Project. I apologize for taking a week off. My dedicated listeners knew that I took a week off. And, you know, there's a message in this. I lost my voice, and that was coming off of the heels of me catching the flu. Literally, I caught the flu on a Sunday, and then the following Sunday, I started to feel like I was getting a cold, and I completely lost my voice. And I've heard people like try to record episodes or work when they don't have a voice. And to me, my own personal opinion is like, dude, just take the day off. Like, do you really have to work? Because sometimes it's hard to listen to somebody who doesn't have a voice. And this is my own perspective. So because of that, I took the week off. And the overarching message here, which is so wild, is it's a story. Because shortly before I caught the flu, I remember thinking, gosh, wouldn't it just be nice if I could just lay in bed all day, watch movies, just completely have a day off from everything? Like, I don't get run down from my work. My work is very much automated, but where I do get run down is mom life, okay? And if you're a mom, you feel me on this. And if you're new, I have a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old. And so we had them very close together, and they're boys, which are nonstop. I love being a boy mom, but like, woof, they are nonstop. And so I was just thinking that. I was like, wouldn't that be so nice? Well, be careful what you ask for, because if you don't go with your own intuition, like if I want that, I should have made space in my calendar to have more of a relaxed afternoon, half of a day completely relaxed. Because if not, the universe will give you what you want in the worst way possible. Like, energy always is flowing. We live in an energetic world. Energy is always moving. Bob Proctor used to always say, it's an ocean of motion. That's the world that we live in. And so basically the universe was like, hey, you want to lay on the couch all day? Here you go. Here's the flu. And it fucking sucked. I'm not going to lie. And I laughed to my husband, who's not as into the mystical energetics as much as I am, although he has come a very long way. He was even like, oh my gosh, you're right. But here's the biggest kicker is after I healed from the flu, I kind of got right back into it. And I was like, I didn't even really get to enjoy that. I was obviously in bed all day watching kind of Netflix here and there while I was having to keep food, water down. It was so bad. But so then the next week, the universe takes my voice away. So it's literally like, you are stopping everything for a week. I'm taking your voice away. You literally are taking a break. And so it's kind of a funny message and a story, because this is literally how the world works. If you want something so bad enough, and internally it is in so much alignment, the universe will give it to you. And if you don't listen and do it the way you want, the universe is going to force it into you in a way that you're not going to love. Like for me, the flu, and then not having a voice, me getting laryngitis. So it's just kind of funny how it all works. So I say that to share with you, always listen to your little nudges, unless the universe is going to like come in and take over, and you're probably not going to be as happy as if you wanted. So to wrap this up, I had a very lovely week off and I utilized the daycare more than I did. I got to ride my horse. If you watch me on social media, oh my gosh, he is just doing amazing. He's dead broke, but like I was tuning him up on some things and he got it like that. Like I want to snap my fingers and it was so freaking fun. And it was beautiful. So I'm back and I feel amazing. And more importantly, I'm knocking out like 3 episodes right now because I have so much amazing stuff to talk to you about that's going to change your life. Like I'm just so excited. It's all in within the money and manifestation realm. So today specifically, I want to talk to you about not seeing your manifestations come to fruition. You've tried everything. You know what to do, but it's not working. It's not working. And you're like, I needed this thing to work 3 months ago. I was all in. I've been all in for 3 months. I've been all in for 30 days. Whatever your experience, your truth lies, I get it. Where then you're literally like, money is getting tight and I might need to get a 9-to-5 or I might need to get a second job. I understand. I have been there. So I've had a couple clients come to me about this and I've had a couple people in my DMs who are like, hey, Katie, I'm doing a lot of the things that you say. They've either purchased my Abundance Unlocked money guide, they got my freebie, something, or maybe they just consumed enough of my knowledge, because you can literally change your life with all my free content. That is important to me, to always give amazing free content to help people, because at the end of the day, I don't need to worry about money. I just want to worry about impact. That's my jam. So they're like, it's just not working. And this is my response back. And this could be very helpful for you. So if you're not seeing what you are trying to manifest, my direct question back to them is, what exactly are you doing? And how consistent are you in doing that? Are you staying focused on one strategy, morning, noon, and night, every single day until your manifestation pops? Are you doing that? And some people tell me the honest truth and say no. Other people tell me yes, but they tried one thing for 5 days, didn't see the manifestation happen yet, so they switched to something else. I always get to the root of it because at the end of the day, my friend, if you are doing a strategy morning, noon, and night every single day until it pops, I don't buy that it's not working. It's impossible for it not to pop. It's impossible for it not to work. Are you hearing me? We live in a reflective world. What that means is what we see on the outside is a complete mirror of what we are feeling inside. So if you are out of money all the time, you have a belief inside. You have not rewired that belief, even though you think you have. If you are walking around all day long thinking about your manifestation like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, or I wanted 10K months, but now I'm thinking 25K months. So then you start telling yourself 25K months and then you're like, yeah, right, no, let's do 18K months. We'll do 18K months. All of that is fucking the whole thing up, okay? All of that is. So you cannot have yes, no energy because what you're going to get back is a lot of the same, a lot of the same. And when that happens, you're probably just seeing your bank account dwindle down lower and lower and lower. And you're like, this shit is not working. And then you probably get so resentful where then you're like, I'm done. I'm completely done with this. And I don't want you to get there. I do not want you to get there. I want you to hear this right now. You can fix this. So how do you fix this? I have a freebie that can literally walk you through your money mindset, as well as a money guide that can help you stick to a strategy. And you hold that strategy until it pops. You don't say it hasn't happened yet. Oh my goodness, there must be something wrong with me, or God's playing a trick on me, or this is some sick joke. That stuff is not real. That is a story that you have, thinking that God is dangling a carrot in front of you and you're chasing it. That's not a real thing. What we have to do is look at how consistent are we? How consistent are we? And in a previous episode, I talked about what Joe Dispenza shared at one of his convention events, where a woman changed her life at that event and she held a vision and was consistent with her vision for 22 weeks. 22 weeks out of a 52-week year. That's consistent. And guess what? When that shit popped, it fucking popped. She's like a huge success story for him. So how consistent are you? How consistent are you? How can you double down on the focus of what you want rather than this yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, maybe purgatory. This isn't working. I hope it works. I don't know. We'll see. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. Just like when you're focused on your strategy, morning, noon, and night, what is taking up of the hours in between morning and afternoon and in between afternoon and night? All this stuff comes into play. Now, I can already hear someone saying, well, like there's a negative thought. Like, did I just erase something? If you're thinking that, I love you because that was me. I used to think that if I had a negative thought, I literally erased my desire thought. And that doesn't work. We are humans. We are here to experience emotions. We are here to experience material things. That is literally the purpose of this world, this planet. What we have to do is see that negative thought come in and observe it and be like, oh, that's funny. Because my friend, at the end of the day, you are not your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are your beliefs, but you're not your thoughts. And so how can you see a thought and realize that's not congruent with where I want to go? So I see that thought. I witness you thought. I'm going to choose a different thought. And that is what you desire. Truly, to get what you want fast is, instead of staying in the yes, no, yes, no energy, it's just constantly yes. Another way I can say this is only focus on what you want. Only focus on what you want. If doubt comes in, hey, you're human. Don't beat yourself up. Just be like, oh, look at that. How human of me. How human of me. And then shift back to focusing on what you want. Okay? That is literally the strategy. It's only focus on what you want. Now, also, do not get this tripped up. This does not mean go around feeling happy all the time and grateful and joyful and oh my God. No. You're a human. Stuff will happen that'll throw your mood off. That doesn't mean anything about what you desire. It's just choosing to focus on what you want. Another thing I'm going to say is this happens almost with every single person I work with. And it's crazy. I've come so far from this place that it still surprises me. It's crazy. I don't know what that says about me, where people don't even know how to feel what they want. And if that's you, I want you to give yourself a ton of grace. That is just showing you that you are a product of our entertainment and of our environment, society. Everywhere you will see, you will look, you will hear shortage, lack, doubt, fear, judgment, comparison. Like, we have the best coffee ever. We will beat the rates. We'll beat these prices, that price. It's all comparison. It's there. Look, I can get you the best deal because money is a shortage thing in this world. You don't have a lot of it, so I'll get you the best deal. Everything is drenched in lack and shortage. So give yourself some grace. But if you don't know what you want, here's your permission to go have fun on Pinterest, Canva, I don't care what, social media, and look up things that you want. Is there a tropical vacation that you want? Start so small. What do you want? What feels nice? When you think of something that would be a dream, what is that? And think so simple. Like, is that taking your kids to Disneyland? Is that a first class trip? But just think small. Think whatever it is. Is that like a champagne brunch? Is that a girls' night? Like, what do you want? And just try to have fun with thinking about what you would want. And once you get to that point, focus on that only. Literally, though, that is the rule to getting what you want fast. That's the consistency and focus game. Shit will pop off. You have to stay focused. That's the work. It's not going down this healing path of like, where did this thought come from? Where did this come from? I wonder what the root cause of it. What was my first memory of this thought? No, that's not going to get you somewhere fast. That's not going to get you somewhere fast. And stay tuned because I'm about to record another episode on healing alone because there's a crisis out there and I'm ready to squash it. I'm ready to put this shit to bed because I'm seeing it everywhere and I got caught up in it myself and it's not real. It's not real. So stay tuned for that episode. So that's the recipe, my friend. And it's going to work. It's going to fucking work. You're going to see that it works, but you got to dedicate yourself to it. You got to decide it's going to happen and then you've got to do it. That's the work. No one can do it for you, right? Okay, if someone needs to hear this, please send it to them right now, right now. Get this into their hands. I want to help more people manifest what they want fast And I understand when you've been trying. So send it to them. If you got anything out of this, leave me a 5-star review. That really helps me in the podcast. Shoot me a DM. Share it on your stories. I'll share it on mine. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I just love you so much for being here. All right. Catch you next time. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by dropping me a review below. It lets me know to keep the good stuff flowing your way and more abundance all around. And if you're not following me on socials yet, head over to Facebook and join my exclusive free community of epic souls who are trying to manifest their dream life in 2024. I love and adore you and can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and make some magic happen.